Welcome to Afyoyim Yerushalmi. We're holding in Trumos Daf Kuf Hey in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Achadasar, in the beginning of Halacha Hey in the middle of the Mishnah. So we start in Daf Kuf Hey and Daf on top. The Mishnah is telling us, Madlikim Shemen Tzreifo Bebot Teknesios Bebot Midrashos. So Shemen Tzreifo is oil of Truma that became Tameh. And the only thing you can do with it is you can light it for fire. But the one who is supposed to enjoy it is a Kohen, not a Yisrael. But the Mishnah here is Mechadesh, if you have, you're in a place where they're both Kohanim and Yisraelim, then you can light the Shemen Tzreifo, because the Kohen will enjoy it. So the Mishnah says, Madlikim Shemen Tzreifo, but the Knesios, but the Midrashos, the Shuls, but the Medrash, there's Kohanim and Yisraelim. So you can light it, and then both will enjoy it. Uvi Mevoyes HaFeilim, or in dark alleys, when on top of sick people, if there's Kohanim over there, as the Gemara is going to explain. Bas Yisrael shenisas the Kohen. You have Bas Yisrael who married a Kohen. So now she's a Kohenis. V'ilimudo lavoi etzel avio. She comes to visit her father a lot. Avio madlik b'shuso. Her father can light the candle using Shemen Tzreifo, because there is a fair assumption that she's going to come to visit him today. Madlikim bebeis hamishte aveloi bebeis ha'ovil divrei abuto. You can light the Shemen Tzreifo in a beis hamishte, in a wedding, but not in beis ha'ovil, not in a shiva house. That's what Rebbe Shita. Rebbe Shita, the opposite, beis ha'ovil aveloi beis hamishte, in a shiva house and not in a place of simcha. Rameir oyser kan mekan, Rameir says both are oser. Rameshur matir kan mekan, Rameshur says they're both mutter. And the Gemara is going to explain these shitas. Says the Gemara, starting by explaining the beginning of the Mishnah. Minayin the parosa shlakoyin shaisa shumo etzal Yisrael sheino ma'achilo b'chumo. How do you know that a cow that belongs to a koyin, that the Yisrael is borrowing, that he can't feed a chumo? Talmud loymar v'koyin ki kinyan nefesh kinyan kaspoy. Tafka a koyin who has a kinyan, either by avodim or animals, he can feed in chumo. But not Yisrael. Continues that the Gemara, according to Girsa of Reb Chaim, to dash on the Pasuk. Because the Pasuk says, V'yelid beisoy hem yoichlu belachoy. Speak about avodim, or people that are born in the house, they eat the truma. So dash on the Gemara, Tani, hem oichlim ve'ina be'emo hoicheles. They can eat, but not the animal. The animal does not eat the truma that is edible for a human being. What about these vegetables called kashirim, which are maichol odom? Tomud loymar nefesh. Because the pasuk says in the beginning, nefesh includes animal as well. So one says, if it's food, then it's meant for human beings, you can't give it to the animal. But if it's meant for an animal, then it's fine. Says the Gemara, tani tani yechol lotoichal bekashirim uvesilton. Some have the girso. You can feed an animal not only kashinim, but also the vegetable called tilton. Rav Chizkiya, Rav Yirmiyahu, Rav Chiya, B'shir Rabbi Yochanan, leis kan tilton, tilton v'artoyu. Meaning, they come and say, remove tilton, because tilton is considered to be machal odom, and you can't give it to an animal. Continues the Gemara, it says, a koyin shesham purim Yisrael, quote from the Mishnah, that if the koyin borrowed a cow from Yisrael, so our Mishnah says that he can feed her truma, because once he's borrowing it, so he's responsible for it. Says the Gemara, why? Loikin tani, didn't we learn the Braiso? Minayin the koin shekono eved vili Yisrael bo shutvus. If a koin purchased a slave, and the Yisrael has a partnership with it. Afilu echad mimeaboy, even if it's only 1 out of 100, she'einu ma'achilu b'chumo, you're not allowed to feed chumo to the eved, because the Yisrael has some kind of connection to it. Tomud loimar koin ki ikne. Dafke if a koin is koin, not if he has a partnership with Yisrael. So you see, if the Yisrael has any type of partnership, any type of ownership on the Eved, you can't feed him. So why here in our Mishnah we're saying that if the owner is Yisrael and the Kohen is borrowing it, so then the Kohen can feed him Truma. Says the Gemara, Tani Bar Kappa, really we found the Braiser Bar Kappa that argues in the Mishnah and says, Echad zu ve'echad zu lo yisoyechad b'chumo. That in both cases, you don't feed the animal Truma because there is a partnership here of Yisrael. So it doesn't matter if the owner is Yisrael and the Kohen is borrowing it, or if the owner is a koyin and Yisrael borrows it, in both cases you don't machal truma according to this braiso, because Yisrael has partnership in it. What's the pshat in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah holds that there's a difference between if there's a partnership and Yisrael has even a very minimal partnership, but he's still an owner, an active owner, then the case of our Mishnah, where even though the Yisrael is the owner, but right now the Kohen is 100% responsible for it. Once the Kohen is a Shoyal, once the Kohen is borrowing it, right now it's considered to be 100% belong to the Kohen, even though when he returns it back, it'll go back to Yisrael. But currently the Kohen is 100% owner, and therefore our Mishnah holds that in case the Kohen is borrowing it, he does feed her Truma. Continues the Gemara now in Amud Beis. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Madlikim Shemitzrevo, but the Knesius, but the Midrashos, Vechule. That we learned we can use the Truma Tumeo to light candles in the public places. So in the Mishnah, we had a sentence, and it said that if we talk about Gabei Choylim, we give it to a Choyle, it says, B'ushus Koyin, we know the Koyin is coming. It says the Gemara, Shimon Bar Bo, B'shima B'yuchanon, Keni Mastisa, that's how you read the Mishnah. The only time you have the requirement to have b'shus koyin is only al gabei choylim. Because if you have your sick people, so if you don't know that the koyin is coming, you can't just assume that it will be your koyin. So you need to know that the koyin is coming to visit. Hamas needs to kadmaiso, but the first cases, putting it about the knesios, about the midrashos, or in a dark alley, I feel shalom b'shus koyin. I don't have to know that a koyin is coming. As putting here in a public place where koyanim pass as well, so that's good enough to use the Shem and Sreifa. Says the one, Tanya Abchiyo, Bikur HaChoyle En Lo Shir. To come and visit a Choyle, there's no limit. The person can visit a Choyle as many times as the Choyle needs. Oma Abchiyo, Ba'ado, Mastitzo, Omer, can you see it from our Mishnah? Ba'gabi HaChoylim, B'shus Koyin. Meaning you can light a candle above a Choyle when you know a Koyin comes. But maybe a Koyin is going to come only once. How can you light the candle the whole time? Because there's no Shir for Bikur HaChoyle. So therefore, you assume the Kohen will come multiple times. Says the one of Yirmiyah Bo Kamir of Zeiro At Kedoyin Betrumo Shenoflo Yibeis Ovi Imre Kohen. So it says like this: our Mishnah is talking about the one who wants to light the candle is not a Kohen. If he's a Kohen, there's no question; he can light it for himself. We talk about a Yisrael who wants to light the Shemen Sreifo, and the Shaila is, well, how can he light it? Because you know the Kohanim will benefit from it. He says, okay, Bishlam, I understand the case. Well, how can you have a Yisrael, one that wants to use a Shem and Sreifo? He's the owner of the Shem and Sreifo. How is he the owner of the Shem and Sreifo? We're talking about a case that he inherited from his maternal grandfather. It says the more about Philo Bichumo's Garner. But what happens when we talk about a Chumo that he needs to give from his Goyren, from his grain? He has grain that he has to give to the Koyen. Can he go and use the Shem and Sreifo that became Tameh? L'chor, the truma needs to be given to the Kohen first. You have to do an asina. You can't just go and use it. Omer Lehi, so answered him, say, well, man yemer lech, but truma's garner. Who said that we're talking about truma's garner? We're not talking about that case. We're talking only about a case that he sold the owner of the truma. Rav Yoino, v'yab Yoisi, Rav Yoino, k'yav Yirmiyo, v'yab Yoisi, k'yav Zeiro. This is what's really a machlekes. Rav Yoino learned like Rav Yirmiyo's question that we talk about truma's garner. And Rabbi Yehi said, the story of Zehiro, that we're not talking about Truma's garner, only about a Truma that's owned by Yisrael. Says the Gemara, so one now comes and explains. And we're using here the Gisa of Reb Chaim that turns around the Lashon of the Gemara. Mando Amar b'Truma's Shinofol Yibes Avi Imar Koyin. Mando, right, so we're talking about that the Yisrael owns it. Asio. So then it makes sense. That is understood. Mando Amar b'Truma's garner. Don't you have to give it to the Kohen? Meaning asking the question that Yirmiyah asked. What about the Nesina to the Kohen? Says the Gemara, you have to say that the Yisrael gives it to the Kohen by doing Ziko de Acher. He is giving it to the Kohen, but not directly to the hands of the Kohen. He is Mizake to the Kohen de Acher by somebody else picking up for the Kohen. And then he goes and uses it in the public places where Kohanim pass by. The Gemara continues there and brings other examples where I need to do this zikui. Says more Tani, says the Brice, Yisrael v'koyin shehu shutofim b'chanos. Yisrael and koyin are partners. Mimali Yisrael is saner shem and sreifo. So then the Yisrael can go and fill up the candle with oil of truma tmeo. V'oile la'aliyo v'yoyud bo l'chanos la'soy tzrochov shel koyin avaloy shel Yisrael. So then he can go up to the second floor where it's dark, to the attic, and then he goes back with it to the store in order to do the tzrochi of the Kohen and not of the Yisrael. Whatever the Kohen needs, he can do it. And continues the Gemara Daf Kuv Vav Amud Aleph. Kohen shebo etzel Yisrael la'soy simoy cheshbin. The Kohen comes to Yisrael to come and do a cheshbin, what he needs, something about the business. Madlik al gabov shemetz reva. He can use shemetz reva because they're both enjoying it. The Kohen enjoys it as well. So it says the Gemara, don't you need to have schio to give it to the Kohen, even though the Kohen enjoys it? But when did you give it to the Kohen? Says the Gemara, you have to say the same answer that we're talking about, that the Yisrael gave it to the Kohen, and therefore it belongs to the Kohen, therefore he can use it. But if he didn't do zikuy, so the Yisrael can't use it, because he still needs to give it to the Kohen. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Trumos Daf Kufei.